Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity to inspire your kingdom. Heavenly Father, give people ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Team XYZ is Pastor Shug, the voice of Generation XYZ, on a mission to encourage, inspire, and glorify the kingdom of God. And today, your very own X is here to bring the word, here to advance the kingdom. Your very own Dr. Deirdre Franklin Sorrells. Be blessed.
And God is where we ought to be. He just wants to take us higher. Give him your heart and he won't deny it. He's so worthy of the praises. We lift you up, Lord, you're the greatest.
To God. Good morning, saints. Good morning, children of God. Good morning, saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled. Today is a good day. Any day above ground is a good day. Why? Because we didn't have to be here. Prophetess D here. And as I was praying this morning for the body of Christ, the Lord just showed me something. He said, you all are empty and you need to be filled. There's only one real way to be filled, and that's with the bread of heaven. What does it mean to be empty? Depleted. Just done. Worked over. There's so many adjectives we could use for the word being empty. Exasperated. Tired. Overwhelmed. But what I love about the Holy Writ is that the Word of God has an answer. The Bible mentions being full, filled up, and filling up many times throughout both of the Testaments. When filling is mentioned in Scripture, it can mean all sorts of things. So today, I just want to appeal to those of you who need to be made full, to those of you who want to be occupied to the full capacity for the body of Christ. I'm talking about, do you have a purpose that you know, but you haven't quite tapped into it yet? I'm talking to you today. I'm talking to those who need to be satiated. I'm not talking about in the physical sense. I'm talking about in the spirit. In the same fashion, those who don't have but wish to have. See, when we're in the body of Christ, it may not look like it, but we have plenty. By the same token, God meets every need. He satisfies us and he keeps us. So today, I just want to share a couple of scriptures with you. And I want to leave them with you to encourage you this week. Psalm 81 and 10 says, for it was I, the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it with good things. Have you ever been in a place where you knew you were in captivity? Your hands were tied. Your back was up against the wall. And God brought you out. You need to open up your mouth and let him feel it. You got to tell somebody. Because when you pour out, when you open up and you pour out what he's put in you, you will be filled. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a position where you were just hungry for something new, for something good? You were just bored. I've got a scripture for you. Psalm 107:9 says this, "For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things." Hallelujah. Do you want something good today? Do you need something different? I'm just going to tell you, return to the Lord. I'll leave you with this passage out of Joel 2:13. And it says, "Return to the Lord, your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He's eager to relent and not punish." Despite what you may have heard in some religious settings, God is not always a God of wrath. Yes, he comes and he rescues us in a time of need. Yes, he can be a roaring lion, but he loves his children. So if you've stepped away from the fold today and you're wondering how you can get filled again, what you can do, just turn to him and know that he's there. He's just. He's faithful. Ask him to fill you up. Fill my cup, Lord. Lift it up to him. I lift it up, Lord. Is there any area of your life where you feel thirsty? I don't know about you, but at one point in my life as a single woman, I felt thirsty for a man. And I had to go to God and give him that. I said, "Lord, your passage says that it is not good for man to be alone. And I just believe that you mean me too. Why is it everybody around me has somebody and I don't have nobody?" He says, "You have me. So when you choose me, you've chosen the best." And it was on that day that I became a Mary. I was like, "Lord, I'm just going to sit at your feet." Because he knows the time and he knows the hour. Now, that may not be your situationship, but can I tell you something? God has an answer to every single prayer that's prayed. He has an answer for you and he has an answer for me. That day, I was satiated in the spirit. He began to keep me that day. Why? Not because he said no. But because he said, "I want the best for you, daughter." God wants the best for us. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Nobody can fill your cup like the Lord can. Nobody. So lift it up to him. Allow him to fill it. And I guarantee you, you'll never regret it. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming on to Generation XYZ and just rocking with the prophetess this morning. I love you, and the Lord does too. If you're empty, right where you are, ask him to fill you. Ask him to fill you. If you don't know what to say, I can lead you in a very simple prayer to salvation where you'll never have to wonder about who you belong to, whether you're by yourself. And when you get empty, you can be filled in the Lord. If you've never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, then close your eyes right now, bow your head, and repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I have sinned and I can't save myself. Come into my life. Make me a new creature. Devil, get out of my life. I serve you no longer. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. It's in your name. I do pray. If you just prayed that very simple prayer and you meant it from the depths of your heart, you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You want to be saved and set free and set apart for God's glory. You have just become a member of the kingdom of God. You will lift up your eyes forevermore in paradise with our Father. And the testimonies on high are this. In heaven, a party is being held in your favor, in your name. Why? Because you have just become a member of the body of Christ. You are now a part of the kingdom of God, the Lord of lights. So go forth, let your light shine, and know that you are saved, saved, saved. Again, my name is Prophetess Dee Sorrells, Generation XYZ, faith-based platform where less is more, less religion, more relationship. I love you, and the Lord does too. Until next time, be blessed.